So yeah, Zach, you are chopped liver.
Oh wow! Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Make me feel. Yeah. I'm feeling the love.
I mean, well, you know, I felt like it was time to just come out and tell you just
tell
my
you
real
you
thoughts
feel.
About you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see you, man.
I mean, from a very out there analogy to him licking your balls to now he's just chopped liver. Your relationship dynamic is very confusing to me.
It's all over the place. Yeah. It really
it's
is.
A roller coaster. Confusing to the people at home as well.
I was going to say, it's not confusing to them.
None of this out of context makes any sense.
This whole show out of context doesn't make any sense.
Right. That's why we led with it. I was gonna be like, well, before we press record, here are the things we do, and this is why all this was said, but it doesn't help. So.
No.
You're just getting the end of the conversation, listeners, but trust me, the beginning doesn't help it at all.
Nope.
No.
It
makes it worse.
Yeah, I think it's even.
So you're welcome, listeners.
Yeah, we saved you.
If we're gonna finish up all the open conversation threads, Griff, I did use all that cream and it did take down the swelling pretty bit. The inflammation is gone. I still do think I should go see a doctor, but what you gave me helped a lot.
Did you use it before or after the second retelling of the Battleship movie synopsis?
After.
Okay.
That was a thrilling synopsis, by the way.
It was.
I've successfully evaded all three.
I'll get you.
Yeah. In another thread, Heath, you'll need to get a new power cord. And... Emily, I guess you
I was pretty low key.
You made a statement.
The passion fruit LaCroix is the worst. It's actually the worst flavor.
Yeah, it's the worst flavor.
So, bitch, fight me.
We're not contextualizing. That's what it is. So, mm-hmm. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
What a way to go out on this series of episodes, you guys.
Now that everybody is properly confused, let's do the very end of this section of hideous tomfoolery. Griff, maybe you can save this opening bit.
Maybe I can say it. You're going to put that weight on my shoulders? Oh, God.
Not okay. Keeping it on mine.
Well, speaking of a burden, hey, Adam.
Oof.
Hey, Griff, how are you doing today?
I'm fucking peeved right now. If I'm being honest, I mean, at least I'm not throwing out bless your heart.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Okay, well, yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm drinking wine. I don't know what flavor. I mean, it's red.
I'm surprised you don't drink wine out of bowls, too.
No, only whiskey, man.
Wine? You actually have glasses for wine?
It's a wine glass that has wine in it. It seems novel for
and
me.
And a whiskey
calm down,
bowl with whiskey in it. Yeah. It all just makes sense.
Like, I don't understand what's so difficult to understand about this concept.
Well, speaking of difficult to understand, hey, Steve, what are you drinking?
Hey, Griff. Steve here from the Hideous Laughter Podcast. I play Matumbe, Sawyer Saverine, and Mr. Serpent on occasion on the show. I am drinking a beer that I picked up specifically for Hideous Tomfoolery. This is Jackie O's Under a Cloud Hazy IPA. Reason I picked it up, look at that cute ass can.
Oh, you should show it to them. It's got a possum on it.
It's possum on it.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
It's been difficult because last time we drank a beer that I was very excited to drink. So I've been sitting on these for a while. I was really worried I was going to drink them before we did this. So I'm glad I had the internal fortitude, the willpower to hold it together and not drink them.
Resist that temptation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of a temptation that's hard to resist. Hey, Emily, what are you drinking? Oh.
I thought that was going to Heath. Oh.
No, Heath didn't earn that one tonight.
I am drinking an Elysian Space Dust. It is an IPA and it is delicious. And I've drank it before. And this is the last one I have in my fridge. So I was like, I'll drink it for a worthy cause.
Yeah. Speaking of someone whose situation tonight may not have been a worthy cause. Hey, Heath. What are you drinking?
I'm just drinking a Miller Lite, man.
And speaking of chopped liver, what do you got, Zach?
Man, tonight I am I'm sipping on a delicious pina colada. So.
Oh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. nice. One of the fancier things.
From a Yeti, no less.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Out of a blue. It is a blue Yeti, but not the microphone. It's a Yeti cup that is blue. And I'm recording from a blue Yeti, so it's just blue Yetis all around.
Just all around, guys.
Wow.
And my mama was a blue Yeti.
Just Yetis all the way down.
I don't really... I guess I could make a Yeti transition, but I won't. It's Griff. I'm drinking a LaCroix because I'm very hungover.
Yeah, if y'all could see Steve and Griff, they're like on one video tonight. Usually they're on separate, but they're sharing a webcam tonight. Mm-hmm. And both of them are just sitting there looking so sad, like just like...
Well, I'll tell you what, like, I've had to take a shit since before we started recording this episode, and then we pushed back the start time by a fucking 30 minutes, so I'm, like, rumbling the jungle over here. I'm
really trying to build the tension up.
And there's nothing better than making the decision when you're really hungover to share one webcam and just really bask in each other's reciprocal body heat.
Yep. The body heats up.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Nothing about being this close to Steve at this time in my life is good.
Anything could happen in the next hour.
Anything could happen. Yeah. It's a ticking time bomb.
I think we're coming in hot to this final episode for this section. So, before we ruin a good thing, let's get right into it. Where this ended is you were fighting these glitch gremlins who have been giving you and the ship hell for the last couple days. And Loachwort, being the fool that he is, decided to run through the combat zone to try to flee and ran smack into Sigurd and Betty, I believe.
Yes.
Got knocked out. And a ship glitch gremlin dropped from the ceiling onto Loachwort and actually put him in a critical condition now where he's dying as it started eating at the man's throat. You guys were kind of weighing whether or not you cared that much if he lived or died. Here was a kind of clean way out of the Xantos Loachwort situation. You know, he's the one who ran through a battle, you know. But
natural selection, baby.
Unfortunately, your good buddy Zalonin arrived at the top of the stairs just in time to see the last three turns before this glitch gremlin does Xantos in for good. That's pretty much where we were. And so that's where we're going to start. Right back in turn order with Yavari. You know, tell me what you're thinking.
So Yavari can't see Zalonin up there in the top of the stairs, correct?
That's correct. Or
at the bottom of the stairs. I mean, she's just gonna move forward and pretty much get right up on this gremlin situation.
Yeah, now you see Zalonin.
Yeah.
Get your flank on.
And she's just going to go ahead and try and give it a whack with her flare axe. Because, mm-hmm. It's the last thing.
You're also flanking Loachwort. Got options.
You could coup de grace.
Let's say if I get a natural one, I do that then, yeah?
I know what I have to do, but I don't know how to do it.
Oh, no, that's a 19 on the die. So I think that's probably going to hit.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's going to be max damage. That's going to be 11 electricity and fire damage with the Red Star Flare Axe.
Yeah, that kills it. Didn't have a whole lot left. Took that attack of opportunity from Sigurd last episode, and so you are able to kill the final gremlin.
And she would, free action, see Zalonin and kind of make eyes and nod and would just say, it looks like Loachwort got hit by the gremlin. We should probably save him, and kind of like look nervously over towards Natasi.
No, that was definitely it. Yeah, he got hit by the gremlin.
Okay.
Nasty thing.
Yeah, I mean, Zelonin is going to try to rush down the stairs.
Running away from us?
No, he's going to run towards him to try to, like, heal him.
Oh,
or whatever.
Sure.
And he passes his reflex save and does not slip on the grease.
Why?
He is able to come down and stabilize Loach with a cantrip. So he's still unconscious, but stabilized. All the glitch gremlins are dead. What now? I mean, he's just kind of right now he's tending to Loachwort. Give you guys a chance.
Vin will cut eyes at Natasi and just be like, what you think, Lil?
If Salonin wants to stabilize Loachwort, that's no business of mine. Loachwort is antagonistic to us.
Fair enough point, love, but we're going to have to get our story straight. Savvy?
I see.
Yavari would kind of like come a little closer and sort of like crouch down by Zelonin and just kind of be like, is he going to be okay? He got hit pretty hard by that gremlin. What do you think?
Yes, I think that I have staunched the bleeding. It is a pretty nasty claw and bite here. It's good that you were here to defeat whatever these things are. You said gremlins?
Glitch gremlins, mate.
Yes, I think that I could use some help carrying
of course.
Xantos and to the observation deck.
Yavari would pick him up immediately and just be like, I think Natasi and I can take care of him if you have other things to do.
I pick up what you're putting down.
Mostly I don't want him to be around when he wakes up for him to hear that we, kind of kidnapped him.
Yes, Salonin. I think we can bring him up just to health just fine.
Okay. So, Yavari is taking him there. Natasi, are you going with him?
Sure.
Or with her?
Wait, you're not actually going to the observation deck, right?
I don't know where we're going.
No, I figured we'd take him to his, like, quarters.
Don't we have, like, a bed he could recover in? Probably a lot easier. Captain, you all right with, with him taking up your bed? He's pretty wounded.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Whatever we gotta do to save him.
like maybe he should just sleep for a few days or something.
Yes, let's take him to the bed if you would not mind.
Of course.
I'm gonna stay here and repair the ship if that's all right with you all.
Of course, that's what needs to be done. I see that there's a lot of shot up and loose wire in this room. I'm no mechanic, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah, that's about right. Excellent assessment, Big Z.
Okay.
Praise Hylax and all that,
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God. Please do not make light of the Forever Queen. I know that you don't particularly care about her, but she is very meaningful to me and my people.
All right, mate. Well, I'm right offended if you want to know the truth. I just, we'll see you, okay? I don't want to speak any further of this.
God.
Such a strange person.
He's pretty strange. Come on, let's go. He's heavy. Yeah.
All right. So who's staying in the engineering room? Sigurd, Vin?
I don't even know where to go.
Yeah. I'm not good at either thing.
Well, it's more about who's having the conversation about the plan, right? while the others keep an eye on Loachwort, right? Wasn't that the whole point of keeping him in the captain's
room? Yeah. Well, I just thought, is Zalonin going with them into the captain's quarters to, like...
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's why I wanted Natasi to come, so Zalonin could fuck off. So we've got heels. You know, she can take care of him, whatever that means.
Well, then you're going to have to convince Zalonin that he doesn't need to be there, because he feels obligated to be there as...
Okay. Healer, yeah. Zalonin, do you think maybe, I know these recent the gravity glitching out and all of that. Could you check in with the rest of the passengers? I think they probably are a little nervous right now. We will take care of Loachwort and get him comfortable and then we'll check in with you later. How about that?
All due respect, Mr. Zalonin, you are a man of mysticism, but I am a woman of medicine. Your talents may be best suited elsewhere, as mine will be best utilized healing our friend.
And with all due respect, back to the two of you, I did witness you bind and gag this individual. Now,
did you?
He did in the kitchen. He basically convinced him that it needed to be done because he was freaking out. He was, like, acting out big time in regards to the food. And Zalonin himself was, like, starting to freak out. And then he's like, oh, yeah, this guy, this Xantus over here got me all worked up. I didn't even realize that. We only have a day left. We'll be just fine, you know? If you remember, Zalonin, like, fell to his knees and was like, no, why, Alex, no? Because all the spices were burnt.
Yeah, again, huge overreaction.
We're still all in the, like...
So here's the deal.
Together, right?
It's going to be basically a diplomacy check that you got to make.
So send the captain.
So I guess my question. We're having this conversation where?
In the captain's quarters, because you took him to the captain's quarters to lay him in the bed. And he was... And Zalonin was going to continue to help... and you have made this suggestion that Zalonin go check on the other passengers, so you will need to make the diplomacy check.
With what I said, I would like to roll an aid.
I would like very much for you to try and possibly use a card.
There's a low chance that I will aid.
I figured that. Android got that good charisma.
I mean, there's at least a 50% chance you'll aid.
Yeah, that is true. Do I want to use a card on this?
No.
I'm saving them. Natural 20.
Oh, nice! Put it on the board!
So that's an aid.
Yeah, all right. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God.
And that's where the luck ran out.
You don't have any. Oh, God. Nope.
You can do this. I have faith in you.
Oh, God. Why would you say that? Okay, 16 on the die with a plus 0 to my diplomacy.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Plus 2 from
plus
the
2.
Eight.
So 18.
18. That's going to do it.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
Didn't want to kill this nice bug man.
Yeah, Natasi, you know, she's aiding by looking very, very capable of healing. You know, she's seems to be treating, you know, getting right into it and making Zalonin feel pretty comfortable that she knows what she's doing, and Zalonin does relish at the opportunity of going back and kind of being the speaker to
the
rest
people.
Of the survivors. Yeah.
Go be the shepherd to the flock, my guy.
Yeah, something like that. okay, so this is where we're at now. Now you know, the five of you basically have Loachwort isolated. Zach, if you actually do want to try to repair the ship, you can.
Yeah, most def. Absolutely.
It's going to take you a good bit of time to get it back from, like, it's all the way.
Yeah, I mean, we shot the place up pretty good, so our sensors are wrecked, for one. Yeah. And
so I think that's, like, hours, you know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
well, I mean, that'll occupy Vin for a while. For
yeah,
sure.
We'll just say that's, you know, the rest of your day. Sigurd, do you have engineering?
No. Sig's not even going to attempt to help. Okay. He would probably... I mean, he wants to be there to...
clearly something with the for me, mate.
Well, he could certainly help you, but clearly something about his restraints fucked up because Zalonin was able to...
He still had the shackles on. He wasn't able to get out of his shackles, but he was able to get to, like, basically work the gag out of his mouth.
So,
but he was still running. He's still, like, bound.
So whatever he does, Loachwort's going to get bound and gagged worse this time. So he's going to make sure that he cannot get up.
And I think we're going to have to keep a guard on him. Like, that's just...
Well, we do have one of those.
Yeah.
We have we do have a guard. A prison guard, in fact.
You're right.
So where did Zalonin leave the room? Where's he at?
He went back to the observation.
I want to try to catch him before he gets to the observation bay.
Okay. You can, you know, you can go right behind him.
Yeah, I'd like kind of run up and say, hey, there's Zalonin Hookstangy. Look, I know this is a real awkward situation. You mind just having a quick palaver with me?
Yes, of course.
I know you're a man of faith, and you're a generally good dude, and I know you probably don't like some of what went down there.
I cannot say that I'm not a little disappointed in Hylax's champion.
Well, I never asked to be Hylax's champion to begin with, but also, I mean, look, you saw how this guy was acting, man. He was constantly hysterical, constantly trying to sow discord between all these fine people that we're trying to transport, and we've got enough problems going on with all the wacky stuff going on with the ship. I mean, the glitch gremlins are a real thing. Like, we weren't just trying to tie the guy up willy-nilly because we don't like him. We were genuinely concerned that he was going to try to rouse these people up and make them less safe by doing so. We're just trying to get all these people and ourselves to this next waypoint.
Yes, I understand that the challenge and the burden has been heavy for you. I suggest that you get with your companions and rally them under the SDF badge that you all wear. They will have some questions. I will support you, but you will have to explain yourselves to them.
To the SDF?
No, to the other survivors on this ship. They are scared, confused, and Xantos has been spending all of his time trying to convince them of your ineptitude.
Yeah, that is the problem that we have with old Xantos. God damn it. I was trying to find a way to get him to not snitch on us, but it seems like that's out the window.
Well, no, he said he would support you, you know, but he's not going to lie for you, basically. Like, he won't say anything, you know, but he's saying it's up to you. Y'all are going to have to convince the rest of the ship, you know, but he won't get in your way, is basically what he's saying.
All right. Well, look, man, I like you. I'm sorry stuff went down this way. It's not the way I wanted it to go. But I didn't choose to have such an unruly fucking ship guest.
Yes, but Hylax was testing you. Diplomacy is one of the great tenets of the Forever Queen. You will need to be able to talk your way through situations if you ever hope to be the champion that Hylax needs.
I mean, shit, man, I bought the guy a beer, I did all kinds of stuff. But I understand, I get it. Let me go talk to my partners here, and,
The tenants are not important when they're easy.
Cool. All right. Well, I appreciate the Hylax pep talk. Let me go talk to them, and we'll sort this out. I apologize to even have to involve you.
Well, I mean, we're all in it together, I suppose.
Well, I wish we were.
I will arrange. I will prepare the survivors for another meeting. You did well on your first speech. I pray that you will do well on the next.
Yep. And I'm just going to turn around and walk back to my friends. Not at all encouraged about this meeting.
Okay, so yeah, you get back, you know, Orin, and I imagine Yuvari too are probably
Orin,
working.
What?
I'm sorry. Vin and Yuvari are working together, I imagine, in trying to get the ship back together. I think the first thing that you probably want to do is get the power back on.
Well, I'm sorry, real quick, Yuvari is technically still with Xantos and Natasi. Does Vin need Yuvari's help?
I can keep an eye on the prisoner. He's unconscious right now and serves no
Yeah,
threat
I thought,
to me.
I guess I was under the impression that Sigurd was
going
to
move. Yeah,
Sig's
going to swap places with you, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tag
okay.
You out.
He can't engineer, cool and he is a guard by
Hurt
profession.
Beans.
So.
Hurt beans.
The thing I'm good at is in here. The thing you're good at is out there.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Okay. All right. Bye. So, yeah, what, engineering roles, or...
Yeah, let's go ahead and get the engineering roles. First, to get the power on.
I will assist. Yeah, I do, with a 19.
Okay. Can't hear you.
That's a netty 19. Plus 9 is 28, plus
2
is
30. Ooh!
Make that bitch better than it was.
Yeah, I mean, Vinny's just going to work.
This front bumper falls off.
Yeah, well, you get the power back on, which, of course, will make it much easier for your work to get the sensors back on. And I'm not really going to do rolls for the sensors. You know, you guys are going to take your time, get the sensors going. You got a whole day, you know. Really, it's just about getting the power on, and you're able to get the power. Let's get a piloting check just to see if you got off course by the gremlins one more time. Last chance.
That is going to be a 20. Come on, Brian, you can do this. 25. There we go.
So you do see that they tried to leave you with a... And, you know, you're doing this from the engineering room. There's, like, it's connected, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they see that they did try to divert your course, you know, one last time before this battle went, but you're able to correct it. However, when you do that, you find that they left you one last surprise. And I need both Vin and Yuvari to roll will saves.
Son of a bitch.
Cool.
Doesn't 13. Look good on the Zoom call.
It's a 13.
13?
Yeah.
And what about you, Yuvari?
7.
7. Okay, well, as you're checking that, you hear, like, some recorded laughter. And it explodes out, and all of your weapons and armor become glitch-cursed.
What?
Yes.
And, now what the fuck?
And this means that all your attack rolls will take a -2 from your weapons, and your ACs have a -2 from your armor.
That's useless. Like,
how
do we fix it?
Yeah, you know.
Is there something we can roll to figure out what this is?
Yeah, you can roll a mysticism.
Bitch!
Okay, I got it.
Oh, thank God.
I got it. Yeah. It's a dirty 20.
You don't know.
Fuck.
Don't know. You just, like, you see this, like, surge of electricity kind of come out and just wrap around your armor and your guns, and as you're looking over your guns, I mean, you know, you just fire kind of a, you try to just even, I don't know, you guys are shooting laser guns, so I was trying to say you got, you know, put a round in the chamber, but that's not really how it works. But you, like, let's say the little readout, your little scope readout is off, and it just, like, keeps, like, moving around. You know, your little red light.
First thing I'm doing when we get planet side is buying a new weapon and armor.
I mean, you know, or find somebody who has better mysticism.
All right, watch out. All right, we got a pretty good mystic here.
So I don't know if you want to continue working on the room, or would you go into the captain's quarters? What would you do after this glitch curse goes off?
I mean, I'm trying to keep trying to fix everything. Like, we got to get there, you know.
All right. Well, while you're in there, you know, you would also take a look at the gremlins, and you see that one of them is actually wearing a ring of resistance, Mark One, as an anklet.
Oh, neat.
That's adorable.
So there's that.
Can I just, like...
I want to perceive him.
Swipe that.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be, I guess it'd be opposed checks.
Trixie fucking pirate.
So it'd be, sleight of hand versus your perception.
Okay. Alright.
What do you get?
17.
Ah, damn it! 16!
Oh! Oh, man. Y'all need to start checking bodies before you leave.
Before we leave them alone with Vin? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Alright, Vin, you got a ring of resistance, Mark One.
You got it.
Bitch.
And you guys spend the rest of your day working on the sensors. All right, so Natasi and Sigurd, and then Tex, you said you make your way back there. You're in the captain's quarters. What are y'all doing?
If it's just the three of us kind of standing around, Natasi might speak up. This man is a liability to us. So frankly, I only predict two optimal outcomes. One, I keep him in his current unconscious state until we can dispose of him or let him go on Eutranius. Two, we work with a pirate. If you guys are familiar with the expression walking the plank, now might be a good time to make Mr. Loachworth do exactly that.
Natasi, there's no way we're killing this guy.
It's only an option.
I mean... if he was going to turn the crew against us, turn everyone in here against us, Zalonin's going to do the same goddamn thing if we kill this guy.
That's a possible outcome, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to veto that second option. Tempting, as it is. Because I just talked to Zalonin. I tried to calm him down a little bit, and... But we're gonna have to address the rest of the people on the ship again and kind of explain to them what the situation is here. But I do think, given how much he's been rabble rousing since he got on this ship, we might as well keep him unconscious for the rest of the trip. I'm not trying to deal with this bullshit.
I mean, how do you even propose doing that, Natasi? What do you have? I'm not just going to keep punching this guy in the face every hour he tries to get back up.
Well, he doesn't heal a lot over time. I can keep him where he is.
I mean, I dealt with unruly prisoners before. He's going to get up eventually.
Right, but we're only about a day out. We might only need you to put him down once or twice.
I mean, I'm all for restraining him and whatever, but that whole charade I did earlier, like, that's only gonna work one time.
It's only a day.
It's only a day, but I mean, Captain, you gotta talk to these people, and I mean, what the hell are you planning on telling them?
Well, to be 100% honest, I don't fucking know.
I mean, I don't know either. I'm only good with words when I look like that guy.
Your charisma skyrockets.
Charisma skyrockets when I'm a rabble rouser, you know? And
I don't know. That's kind of why I came to you guys. Like, what? We got to be together on this. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just worried this is going to turn into, like, some kind of rule of fear here for the last day of this journey, and we're not going to make it there because this whole situation is going to be like a powder keg. I mean, yeah, we could space him. I think the outcome's the same. I mean, you gotta say something that's gonna put their minds at ease. How can we justify what we did?
Well,
I mean, he's got half the ship on his side.
Yep, that's the sticky situation we're in. Because I feel like no matter how this talking to everybody situation turns out, I'm going to have egg on my face and a fight on my hands.
Yeah, and I mean, if a fight breaks out, like, just like almost happened, there's a chance someone like me kills someone in there. In the commotion. Like, I can hold back for these people, but there's, like, women and children around. We can't be having a fight like that. I mean, Loachwort's one thing, but even still, hitting him with Betty almost took his head off. I'm just worried about it. I don't know what to do. It's driving me nuts. I don't want to sit here and fucking be the prison guard here and have to knock this guy out 5 more times.
I completely understand, man. I mean, I don't, at this point, I don't know. I mean, I can try to explain our mentality on it, that those that he hasn't gotten on his side are probably well aware of all his rabble rousing, and they'll probably kind of understand, but it's the other half that won't. So I can't cater to both.
I mean, there's Calvin and his poetry. How are you going to deal with that?
Oh, God.
Look, this
we haven't even got there yet. Oh, boy.
This doesn't make me feel good. But, I mean, what if we get him up and scare him enough to keep his fucking mouth shut? We can't trust it, but I mean, this guy doesn't really seem like he doesn't fear death. We may not follow. I mean, I certainly wouldn't follow through with it. But if we scare him enough, maybe he'll just shut up till we get there.
If that's something you're willing to consider, I think I may have something I can do. Is that something you would like to chase down, Captain?
I mean, if we can intimidate him enough that he will keep his fucking mouth shut, and I'm assuming you're saying intimidate him and let him go? Or are you saying just intimidate him and keep him locked in here? Because then we still got to explain why we got him locked in here.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't really see us keeping him hush-hush for a whole day. I mean, we could, but that's a lose-lose situation when you're talking to folks. We come out of this looking pretty clean if we can intimidate him to say we saved his goddamn life from the glitch gremlins, which we just did, and shut up about the whole being locked up situation. I don't know that it'll work. I kind of doubt it, frankly, but I can't really think of anything else for us to do.
Yeah, I mean, all we can do is give it a shot, you know? I mean, the right thing is to give the guy the benefit of the doubt, even though he's proved to us that is a risky proposition. But our alternative is having these people go at each other's throats over trying to explain keeping him locked up. So I don't like it, but I can't help but think that's probably the way to go.
If that's how we want to play it, I can work with that.
Well, then, if you want to get him up so he's talking, I'll make sure he's not going anywhere.
And his restraints are satisfactory to your liking?
Yeah, Sig would, like, check the restraints, and he would... I mean, he's literally gonna... If he's participating in this intimidate, he hits the, you know, the button on his armor, and the mask comes up, and, you know, the tusks are out, and the eyes are red, and the horns are out, and he's gonna be the
first... He's just, like, standing at
the
doorway.
He's gonna be the first thing Loachwort sees when he gains consciousness, is Sig's face breathing down on his face, with, like, his hand on his shoulder, like, holding him like he means business.
All right.
Yeah, and I'll be on the other side, trying my hardest to look intimidating, but I do have a plus 10 to intimidate, so, like, I can either aid
That's
or
not
he
bad,
can aid me.
Actually, plus 10 well, I'm gonna, this level is not bad.
I'm going to start with a mystic here, okay?
All right, so for our listeners, Loachwort's on the bed in the captain's quarter. Sigurd is to Loachwort's left. And he's got his hand on his chest, like, looking right over his head. Tex is at the foot of the bed, kind of standing there, like, ready to talk to him. Looking him straight on. And then Tassi's on Loachwort's right side, about to wake him up with a little mystic cure. All right.
Really... Really giving this scumbag the luxury treatment of 10 hit points.
Mm. So, yeah, he... oh my God, I thought I died. And then he, like, sees you, Sigurd. He says, what in the hell is going on here?
Sigurd just kind of...
And he kind of... Yeah, I mean, he looks around and sees the other... All three of y'all just kind of standing over him. And he's like, where am I? What happened?
There's something I need to show you, Mr. Loachwort. And I don't believe you have a choice in the matter. Captain, could you please look away?
He just, like, turns heel.
All right. How much of the bed does Loachwort take up? Is there room for me to get up on there?
Like, in what way? Like, you could, like, sit down next to him, like, on the edge.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I was like, is Natasi about to twerk on this motherfucker?
No.
I didn't realize we were going for seduction.
I know, I was work. Like, this is a tactic, okay.
So she gets really close to him, like, eye to eyes, and then takes off her eye patch.
Eye and to eyes, I see you.
She takes off her eye patch, and Loachwort sees some shit. She reaches out and touches him and uses Mind Link. So I have 10 minutes of exposition that I can dump into this man's head.
Okay.
And basically, Natasi starts imparting him with all of these memories. First, maybe somebody who needed to get their bone fixed. It was broken and she had to re-break it to reset it properly. And then maybe a scene where she had some sort of open heart surgery she was conducting. And then these types of scenes change to where they're a little bit more nefarious. So when she's in someone's chest cavity, she nicks an artery and they bleed out on her table. And then she gets closer and you see a recent scene. This scene took place only a day ago here on this ship where she took out a syringe and filled it up with air. And when she brings him back to present day, that syringe is sticking in his arm right into a vein.
Oh my gosh.
You've seen what I do, and I'm ready to do it to you too. Now when my captain comes back in, you are going to do what he says, or we'll be back here and this syringe will be empty.
Alright, roll that intimidation. I'll give you a plus 2 on that.
Thank you, and I will be using a card.
Are you doing the intimidate?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you can aid for sure, Sig.
Yeah.
I guess with the whole when my captain comes back bit, I'm not aiding.
No. But you'll have some aids to whatever diplomacy.
Yeah, I aid for sure.
Hell yeah. All right, so how much does an inspiration get me on top of this?
Two.
All right. So that is 21 totaled out.
Is that with aid?
With your help, yeah. Okay.
And with the plus two I gave you?
No.
Yeah, I just gave you like that was a... Yeah, okay, so 23.
Yep.
All right. I mean, I'm almost certain you got that. Absolutely. So you just see him kind of go wide-eyed. And for the first time in knowing him, he's speechless. And he just nods.
Captain.
So Tex very casually like strolls back in the room, just like nonchalantly twirling his gun on his finger, you know, and then like holsters it right when he gets up to the bed and nods at Sigurd and Natasi. Says, "Well, Mr. Xantos, how we feeling?"
Thankful to be alive. I don't really understand what is happening here, but you have made your intents clear. What is it that you have to say?
I'm glad you're feeling better. look, I think we both know that we got off on the wrong foot, and that's entirely your fault. I'm going to need you to do me a favor. We want to get all these people to where we're going safe and sound. And I know there's been a lot of speed bumps along the way, but you rabble-rousing every time there's one and trying to make us look incompetent, it only serves to reduce the safety of this overall mission. So for the sake of your own safety and the safety of everyone on board this ship, I'm going to need you for the next day, hard as it may be, to keep your fucking mouth shut completely. Let us finish our mission. Let us take everybody home. And everything will be all right. And you'll be all right.
What is your plan to do with me for the next day? Am I to remain a prisoner in this room?
No, sir. You're not. I'm going to let you go. And I'm going to trust that you understand about our little arrangement here.
And by arrangement, you mean that your nurse here is going to pump me full of air and kill me if I breathe one word of what has happened here, correct? Just want to make sure we are of accord.
By the way,
I hate when Adam does this.
I did put my eye patch back on before you got back in.
Okay. All right.
And Tex leans over the bed, gets as close as he can, as short as he is, you know, and looks him deep in the eyes and says, "Yeah, motherfucker, that's what I'm saying."
I agree. It seems that I have no choice. Certainly, I'm just a mere scientist who cannot hope to overpower soldiers such as yourselves, and you have chosen to present me with a bargain that any wise man would not refuse. I will not say another word to the other refugees. Now, I have some friends. Am I able to speak to them? They're going to be wondering where I was.
Oh, we covered that, buddy. You were hanging out with me. We were having a couple drinks in the holodeck. We got attacked by glitch gremlins. And I saved your life. Capiche?
For the love of God, listen to Calvin's poetry once in a while.
And also, treat Calvin better. Dick.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I've had words with your friends.
I mean, what?
You never once listened to his poetry. You know what we're talking
Calvin's
about.
Calvin's been upset. I mean, tried to make him feel better, and it was impossible.
Have you read his poetry? It's atrocious.
Listen, sometimes you gotta take the bad with the good. He seems like a good friend of yours.
Well, I feel like I'm learning that lesson more and more each day, thanks to y'all. Fine. We have an agreement. I will not speak out against you in the public setting. And for that, you will...
Keep doing what we're doing and get everybody safely to where we're going.
What you're doing is extorting me for my life. Let's be clear that that is what you're doing.
And until you're off this ship... Let's be clear
that you've been trying to extort our hospitality and our help here and make us look like assholes in front of everybody and look incompetent. So, fuck you.
I mean, it seems like you're doing a pretty good job of looking like assholes on your own.
Well...
Yeah, but you're going to look like a dead asshole if you don't listen to us. So...
Yes, I see that I'm not dealing with soldiers here, but I'm dealing with nothing better than mere pirates. I understand the situation. Now, if I may go, or am I still being detained?
See? Am I being detained? Am I being detained? Am I free to go?
Sig's gonna again put his arm on this guy, or put his hand on this guy's shoulder, and I mean, Sig's huge. Sig's this huge guy. He's just gonna pick him up off the bed, set him down next to him, and kind of lean in.
Listen, I don't have anything personally against you, but I am gonna watch you for the rest of this fucking trip. I'm not good at computers. I'm not good at getting people back up. But I'm pretty fucking good at putting them back down. If I hear anything about you making a peep, then I'll read your buddy's poetry. Because you won't be able to read anything ever again.
And he turns him around and he undoes his restraints. And he kind of like shoves him out the door.
And, he, like, kind of falls forward a little bit as you shove him, and then he stops, and he pulls his lab coat straight, kind of dusts himself off, dusts off his face, says, "Well, I understand what kind of people you are now." And he walks out.
I smack him on the ass as he goes out. Say, "Good talk, champ."
Yeah, good game. Good game.
One more thing. My captain gets to smack your ass whenever he wants.
Hey, this isn't... That's not necessary. It's not part of the deal.
Okay. So... Zalonin reaches out to you, Captain, and says that the rest of the survivors would like to know what's happened. You know, the power was off for a while. There was the sound of commotion that they could hear, you know, since everything was dead. There wasn't anything else making noise. And, you know, Zalonin mentions, he's like,
"And I see that Loachwort has returned."
And you kind of sense that there's a hidden approval. Okay. For that, you know. But he says,
"Yes, yeah, if you could gather the rest of your team and come let us know what the plan is now and what has been happening."
All right, 10-4. And I hang up with him. And I would ask Sigurd, like, "Hey, would you mind going and grabbing the bodies? Them glitch gremlins. Let's show them what we're dealing with."
"I'm on it, Cap."
Yeah, he'd stack up the bodies. Look for any more Ring of Resistances.
Anklets.
He sees an ankle. Like, see, a, I was a tan looking line. On their fingers. He sees a strange tan line on the one glitch gremlin, like around his ankle. He's like, "I didn't notice him wearing anything."
Are they wearing any toe rings?
How you doing, mate? Just about got this thing fixed up. She's flying straight.
Perfect. Oh, shiny new ring. Probably could have used that on your last will save, huh?
Just the whole time, mate. I don't know what you're talking about.
Motherfucker.
Sig gathers up the bodies and follows Tex to address the crew. Or not the crew, but the survivors.
The survivors, yeah. So we can just take y'all down here to the observation deck. You can arrange yourselves however you want. Tex, obviously, you'll be at the top there, the little podium.
Vin wants to sit real close to Loachwort.
Just like right next to him.
Huh? Yeah, just, oi, how you doing there?
Like Vin and Sigurd are just like uncomfortably
staring
close
at him.
Just kind of just give him a quick elbow and a real like cheesy fucking smile, yeah. You know?
Yavari's like on one side, Sigurd's on the other, and Vin's like right behind him, like just happy little family.
I mean, everyone expects Sig and Loachwort to be best friends at this point. I mean, they've spent at this point hours in the holodeck together.
Right.
Right.
You're planning a ski getaway together.
It's funny. Roll perception.
Everybody?
Just Sigurd.
That's a 19.
A 19, yeah. So, like, as you guys come in, you see that, you know, Xantos is sitting on the bench, and he's by himself, but you see Calvin was, like, over talking to, you know, somebody else. And then, you know, you grab the seat, and as Calvin comes back, he sees you there, and, like, clearly he's crestfallen because that was his seat, and he's like, oh man, I guess I'm just gonna go sit over here next to the bug man. Can I sit there?
I mean, yeah, I'll trade spots with you if you want.
I appreciate it. He's just been my buddy on this, and I got something I want to show him.
This is the most necessary subplot. On any piece of recorded.
It is.
You know, Xantos was telling me on our little hangout sesh, you're Calvin, right?
Yeah, that's who I am. How do you know that?
Oh, he was talking about you a little bit while we were in there. Said you wrote some poetry. I'd love to read it sometime.
And Calvin looks to Xantos. Xantos, were you really telling him about my poetry? And Xantos just looks at you, Sigurd, like, with a cocked eyebrow, with, like, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
he's, like, determinedly not saying anything.
Yeah. He's a little modest. He doesn't like to tell everybody how much he enjoys the arts, but, yeah, he and I were talking a little bit.
I knew it. I knew that you had a secret passion for it, Xantos. That's why I was always showing it to you. I knew you had it in you. Well, speaking of which, I got this new one, this new limerick I got. Here, take it out. And we're going to move from that.
Artfully dodged.
The tease.
I didn't realize our GM took the nimble dodge feat.
Yeah. So, Tex, you know, you kind of walk in, Zalonin walks up to you and says,
yes, they are very eager to hear what has happened and what, you know, what is the status of the ship. Are you ready to speak?
Yeah, I reckon.
Everybody, he's ready to speak.
I was going to ask, ask Sigurd to get the bodies, like, what's the status?
Yeah, I brought the bodies with us.
Yeah, they're like on the stage, on the little podium. Yeah,
I've stacked them like cordwood.
Oh, okay. So, like, how are people responding to seeing a bunch of little goblin dead bodies?
I mean, they're all kind of just, you know, like, and everybody's getting quiet, definitely anticipating, because they want to know what the hell is going on.
Right. All right, fine folks. I know it's been a rough little stretch here for you and for us, but I believe we've come to the bottom of what our problems here were. with our malfunctioning electronics and what have you. And as you can see, I've got a stack of what are known as glitch gremlins here. These are little magical creatures that, well, they just fuck with electronics and ships and stuff. And that's what's been going on. So what once we started having all these problems with the ship, we were checking it out and they attacked us. And we had to put them down. But now that they're dealt with, the rest of our one day, rest of our trip ought to go a lot smoother.
Calvin raises his hand. Excuse me?
Yeah, Calvin.
Yeah, so what kind of damage did they do?
The majority of the damage was to our sensors, but we've got our good buddy Vinny here has been working on it. What Vinny, what's the status on the sensors?
Oh, yeah, the sensors should be good to go there, mate. We got it all patched up. Everything's looking green.
Well, there you go.
Well, how did you take care of the glitch gremlins?
We shot them, mate.
Oh, you shot them? Well, I mean, well, Xantos, where were you doing this?
I feel like every member of the crew just looks at him like kind of sideways and cocked head like, yeah, where were you during this?
He just doesn't speak.
Oh, Calvin, he was, you know, this is when we were talking and the glitch gremlins attacked. Actually, your buddy here took some nasty damage from one of them, but we were able to save him and patch him up. Isn't that right, Zoran?
Yeah, well, tell us about it. I mean, you're a scientist, Mr. Dr. Loach. I mean, what kind of thing? What is there anything we should know about glitch gremlins? He just sits there.
Yvari would kind of like pipe up from behind him and be like, "Calvin, he went through. You know, he got hit pretty hard. I think he might be a little."
Well, I mean, did he go mute? He hadn't said a word since he's come in here. What's wrong with you?
Calvin, calm down. I just want you to know your good buddy Loatsworth was very brave today. He charged in there, tried to help us attack these glitch gremlins, and he took a pretty nasty beating for it. He damn near didn't make it. All right, so let him process what he's been through, all right?
I mean, all right. I'm just saying it's a little weird. Why aren't you saying anything, Xantos? You've been nothing but words this whole damn time. You know, like you didn't like these people. Next thing I know, you're fighting with them and you ain't saying shit. What's going on? Meanwhile, everybody's kind of like, okay, excuse me.
Yes.
So you said that the ship is repaired. I heard that there was a fire in the galley. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, we're pretty sure that was also caused by the glitch gremlins glitching out some of our electronics and causing a fire in the kitchen. I will say some of our food stuff were burned up, and that's unfortunate. However, we're only a day out. I mean, nobody's gonna fucking starve. Excuse my language.
I mean, there's kids here. I'd appreciate it if you.
Okay, it's been a rough day, and I already apologize.
I know. I'm just, you know.
Like to add that with the termination of the glitch gremlins, we seem to have solved our missing food problem.
Oh, God.
The little kid's like, "Ooh, we get to eat gremlin cakes? Yay!"
That's a weird kid.
Yeah, it is a weird kid.
To be fair, the kid has lived through the fucking swarm. Right. Got a right to
order. Maybe don't give Billy Gibbons to him again, you know?
Right, yeah. I'm really regretting that decision. Yeah, so that's just a little joke. We're not going to eat the glitch gremlins.
Don't we have... didn't it just burn up the fancy shit? Like the spices and all that stuff? Don't we still have some, like, MRE-type stuff?
That's correct,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've still got enough food to make sure everybody's still... you know, satiated for the one day, I remind you, one day that we have left on this journey.
Oh, we only have one day left?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Loachwort, why were you creating such a fuss? You have made this out that we were stranded where we were never stranded?
Well, we got... Again, this is all a very complicated situation. The glitch gremlins had our ship malfunctioning, everything, but we got it all fixed up, and we're only a day out.
Well, that seems to make things pretty okay. And one, excuse me, I got one more question.
Yeah, what's up, boss?
How's the radioactivity thing going?
Yeah, I mean, just stay away from the cargo bay.
But how are you all doing? Because where we left last this discussion, we weren't sure if anybody was radioactive and kind of assessed that everybody there, all of you and Mr. Lochwork, was exposed.
Yep, we were all at risk, and we were all very lucky. Our good Dr. Natasi here has checked on all of us, and we're all A-OK.
Do you mind if I get a second opinion on that?
Do I?
Is there another doctor on the ship?
Have you heard of HIPAA?
Yeah, Lochwork.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you say that, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Lochwork, do you mind stepping up to the podium and giving us your assessment on the radioactivity or the radioactive levels on this ship?
Then he gives his shoulder a good squeeze before he gets up. You got it, mate. You're going to do great.
So he kind of looks at you like, okay, you want me to talk?
I mean, I give him the most meaningful set of eyes that are like, play along, motherfucker.
Yeah, like as he comes up, like you shake his hand with a very firm grip, maybe even like with a joke buzzer from another world.
Right, yeah.
You shake his hand, and in your other hand is an empty syringe.
Yeah. Yeah, just showing the syringe that I pulled out of Texas. But as I shake his hand and as I'm about to let him have the podium, I'm like, I'd like to remind everybody of Mr. Lochwert's bravery today in facing the glitch gremlins before he addresses all of you.
He steps up to the podium. All right, so there's some checks that need to be made over everything that's happened so far. All right, first thing is just a general diplomacy check from Tex.
Okay. Okay, 25.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, as you're talking and kind of explaining things, you do see that the majority of the group before you seems to be nodding along, and you can see some of the tension wash from their face. Now I need a bluff check for any of the things that you said in regards to Lochwork.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's cool. Oh, natural 19 for a dirty 30.
Ooh, a dirty 30.
Dirty
30.
I hate it so much.
Look, we've been saying dirty 30 in our main game for a few episodes, and Adam absolutely hates it.
Dirty 30s,
baby.
So, yes, with that 30, you are easily weaving this tale. It all sounds very natural. And, you know, up until this point, Xantos has been quiet or even kind of reluctantly nodding along, you know, particularly the parts where you're making him look like a hero.
Right.
The final thing is I need another intimidate check. I want Natasi is going to give you an auto aid just because of her previous stuff. Also, Griff is going to with Sigurd is going to give an auto aid, so that's going to be a +4 to your intimidate as you shake his hand and like try to communicate to him like, all right, you can speak, but you're going to say what we want you to say.
Right. Okay. So I get a +4 total.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. That'll be. It's a 10 on the die +10 +4 for 24.
All right. He steps up to the podium. Says, I know that I have been oddly at a shortage of words during this whole presentation. I have been trying to do better, to listen more than I speak. It seems that
these soldiers here have managed to some degree. Well, no, let me be fair. They have managed to get this ship righted and corrected and heading towards a bearing that should find us safety. However, I do not agree with all the means of which they have achieved this. They stand here before you, claiming themselves as heroes and leaders. And while they have been successful at keeping all of you alive, I must inform you of the type of people that you are dealing with. These people took it upon themselves to bind me and gag me in a time of great distress. Now they convinced me that this was for my own safety, but I cannot sit here and not let you know who is leading you to safety. I do not think they intend to hurt any of you. I do think perhaps my life may be in danger for telling you this. But I must say, I don't think that they are going to actually kill me either. I just want you to know the entirety of what has happened. And then he's... Oh, and the radiation's fine, by the way. And he steps down.
This fucking asshole.
See, that's where you're wrong, sir. Oh, you're gonna die.
Yeah. I think we made it abundantly clear what the penalty was.
Yeah, and so he sits back down, and I mean, he's sweating, and, you know, he made the decision that he was going to try to call y'all's bluff based on what y'all just presented yourselves at there, and kind of also maybe tried to buy some insurance by putting it out there in front of the whole crew. But he cedes to you, and you see the crowd kind of get a little tense again, but I think they're so tired at this point and so worn out that it's like, look, just get us off this fucking ship, just get us to where we're going, and we never have to see anybody again. And that's kind of the vibe you're getting from the crowd, Tex, as you step back up to the podium.
Great. Put me on the spot. So Tex comes up to the podium. He's like, all right, so everybody good here? We ready for the rest of this one-day journey?
All right, let's make one more diplomacy check. So this is the big one, all right? So I've been tallying some things, and you got a +2 for your first speech, okay? You got, the very first one you got. You got a +2 for successfully keeping the ship on track. It never got off track once. You get a +2 for stopping the fire before it burnt the MREs. So that's +6, right? However, you're going to get a -2 from Zelonin seeing some of the things that he saw. You're going to get a -2 from Loachwort's speech that he just made. So I think that's going to be a cumulative +2 to your diplomacy. And this is a pretty important role.
For all the marbles, man, you may want to just pop one of those inspirations.
Yeah, you got two cards.
Card.
Do I have one?
You have two.
You got two.
Oh, tight. I'll use one.
All right, that's going to be a cumulative +4 then to this roll.
Come on, Heath.
And it's in opposition to Xantos's diplomacy roll.
I mean, do I have to say anything?
No. I mean, let's roll and then you say what you say. Let's see how well you do and then you say what you say.
Okay. Pretty good. It's a natural 18 plus 11 plus 4. So 29, 33
is going to beat that 25 from Xantos. And what do you say?
I think we can all see Mr. Xantos here has had a long and trying day. From, you know, getting attacked by the glitch gremlins, as we all did. Fortunately, we were able to save him, spare his life, and we can't help but wait, or we can't wait to get all of you fine folk to safety as well. And as I said, we're only one day away, so.
Wait, Xantos, you didn't help him shoot the gremlins? You know, I don't even know why I waste my time with you.
And Sig will look Caleb dead in the eyes and be like, it was me the whole time. I was the one that wanted to read your poems. This asshole told me they sucked.
Xantos, you son of a bitch. Why did I ever throw my lot in with you when this nice young man here understands true artistry?
I mean, Xantos is defeated at this point, you know.
I just hate how much you sound like my cousin. I'm
sorry. Does your cousin write poetry too? Is it really pretty poetry about deers and things?
Let's not talk about it.
Okay.
Possible upcoming guests, Xantos, on the show, maybe.
I'm done.
Guess
what? Yeah, I don't know, Xantos, I'm done trying to broaden your mind. You know, you are a sad, small little man. And you're not going to ever have any friends if you don't open up that heart of yours. And everybody's like looking really confused, like, what the fuck?
What is happening here? Like, yes.
But yeah, so Xantos is quiet and Calvin stomps out of the room. And Zalonin says,
perhaps it is best if I am included in any decisions going forward for the rest of this ship. Rest of this trip.
And he's saying that, like, not really at you, but more so at the rest of the crowd to try to basically put a bow on it, you know, to say, like, don't worry, there's going to be a representative from the refugees now in the decision-making process.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, and in response to that, I, like, turn back to the podium or microphone or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, I think that's probably a great idea throughout this whole journey. Our friend Zalonin here has he's been a great person that I could always come to for counsel, especially during all the trying things that have gone on. So I would absolutely love to have you as a sort of representative of the good people here for the, again, one day that we have left.
Some of that classic Hylaxian temperance, eh?
All right, so yeah, you guys kind of successfully navigated the potential mutiny, although it was more like you avoided having to kill a person, but there's still a day, and there was a promise made, so I'm going to hand it back to you guys. What do you do in these last few hours of the trip? I mean, I'll tell you, Emily, Yavari's going to have to roll another save against that radioactive sickness.
I thought I made it.
Yeah, it takes 3 consecutive saves to get rid of it. Yeah.
Thanks, I hate it. Okay, fine.
I would use the treat disease medicine with a med patch. I know I have to roll for that. I'm sorry. I just need to find the DC here, just to help her on that second.
Right.
That second.
Appreciate.
I think you have to roll against the DC of the ailment, right?
Yes, yeah, that's. I think you're actually correct, and if that's the case, I don't think I can fail, because I would be rolling it with a plus 18.
You're correct, okay. You can't fail. So that is a plus 4 to your check, so this is going to be a fortitude save.
All right.
Do you have a thing? No, it
doesn't. I do not. Right.
I always forget, can we use ours on other people?
Nope.
No.
Oh, that's going to be a 15 on the die plus 7.
Yeah, so you're good. That's 2 consecutive saves. One more and you're free of the sickness.
Huzzah.
Okay, so...
Thank you, Natasi.
You're welcome.
What are you guys going to do with the rest of your trip here on the Terminus Wild?
Vin's gonna sleep like 16 hours consecutively.
All right.
I think that I want to hang out with Zalonin as much as I can for the last day.
Okay. For what it's worth, Zalonin is really appreciative of that. And he tries to, like, slyly work in Hylaxian philosophy.
Right.
You know, like, he does try not to be too overbearing with it, but he's, oh, you know, that reminds me of a passage from...
He's trying to be a cool Eucaster.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
If you and Yavari ever want to come over on a Sunday afternoon, we do a praise group after church. So yeah, like,
he turns the chair around and sits on it backwards.
It's worship and praise.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
We're going to rent out the bouncy castle.
Sorry.
We're going to jump for Hylax.
When Yavari is doing her little check or whatever with Natasi, she would bring up the kind of like the last explosion thing that the glitch gremlins had done, and like she's feeling her armor and everything, you know, basically trying to get another mysticism check.
Yeah, so maybe while she's treating you for the sickness, you know, you're mentioning like, oh yeah, there's this other thing that happened. Natasha, if you want to roll a mysticism check,
I'm quite certain I know what that is, with a total 28.
You are, and you know, you recognize it as a glitch curse, and that it can be removed by a remove affliction spell.
So that's a level 3 spell.
Yep, that, right.
That we will not have access to for quite some time.
Right, but you are going to Eutrania, so keep that in mind. You might be able to find somebody that can do that. Or you can try an old ritual that you read about once. It's a 30-minute ritual. It requires 10 credits worth of occult paraphernalia for each item that's affected. And it's a mysticism roll for each item to 30 minutes and 10 credits per item that you can try to do now.
Well, there is a trick I once learned to try and remove something like this, but I need 10 bucks first.
I mean, that 10 spot up front.
Yeah. Yavari transfers like 30 credits because it's basically her armor and her two weapons.
Well,
right?
your axe is not a technological weapon, right?
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is.
I mean, it's got a battery and.
Okay, then yes. Then all three of those.
Yep.
Ooh, are we doing a ritual? I'll go get my incense.
Yeah. Actually, while we're at it, we might as well want to bring Vinny in along for the ride. And have him forward
Calvin's
me 30
credits.
I got
a Ouija board.
Calvin, that would be perfect.
Calvin, you're in.
It's how I write my poetry.
Oh, my God. Now I'm interested. Ouija board?
He writes limericks with a Ouija board?
I wonder what deity he's talking to.
I get really drunk, and I just kind of move it around, and whatever letters come together, that's what I use to try to think of a word.
Why wasn't this guy the leader?
I don't know.
I guess I can bang out some mysticism checks then.
All right, so for Yavari, that'll be 3 mysticism checks at an hour and a half.
Yep. Because I might not succeed on all of them, let's specify what I'm fixing in what order.
We'll go armor first.
Is this an aidable thing?
No.
Okay.
28.
All right.
What's next?
Flare axe.
16.
No.
Heath? Bored me, that's a natural 20.
Oh!
Okay. Nice. My reaction cannon's good. But
I was like, am I in trouble?
Yeah. All right, Emily, you're going to be a ranged character for a while.
Okay, cool.
Give me that weapon first.
All right.
You got the credits?
Yeah.
Ain't free money.
Yeah.
Gonna have to trade
that
ring. I'm good for it, though.
No, the thing is, I actually need it to melt it down for this ritual.
I see you have a rather occult looking ring that we might be able to use in this ritual.
What, this whole thing? No, it's worthless. Don't worry about it.
That's gonna be 23.
Dick. No.
23 doesn't do it?
Does not.
Oh boy. Oh,
weapon. Oh, okay. Alright. It's just the azimuth laser pistol. Let's go for the armor.
Okay. Well, that's not going to do it either at a 17. Did you have anything else I needed to roll on?
No.
Mm-mm. Oof. Well, I can't get you your money back.
Well, that's
you can try again tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
You win some, you lose some.
Okay. Well, your journey on the Terminus Wild is over. And so, as the Terminus Wild passes one of Eutranius's three moons, a fascinating sight comes into view. A massive space station built in and around a craggy asteroid. Dozens of starships are docked at the station, and even more have been placed in a similar orbit as the asteroid, nearly creating a ring around the entire planet. Past the space station, the blue waters of Eutranius's oceans peek through banks of swirling clouds in the upper atmosphere. The authorities give you permission to tether the Terminus Wild at one of the unused docks at Odd Rock, and you are met at the airlock by an escort of medics, soldiers, and engineers who immediately begin tending to everybody on the ship. And, you know, start even going to try to make basic repairs on the ship, anything that was left undone. And you have arrived on this little kind of space station, this little waypoint before getting to Eutranius. You can take a night's rest here if you want. Otherwise, you can go ahead and get transportation down to the surface to rendezvous with Commander Najiri. So, yeah, did you guys, are you going to catch another night's rest, or you're just going to head on down to the surface?
I would like
we
to rest.
We should all... Okay. I think I'm good.
I
need some sleep.
I could use a rest.
All right. So let's get another... You guys can rest, get a full rest, get everything back. Like even your hit points can go all the way full because there's medics there that can get you up. But Natasha, Natasha, you can help Yavari with another fortitude save.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Let's see if we can get this cleared up.
Yavari, unfortunately, I've used all my consumable medical supplies, the med patches specifically. So I'm going to have to take a more...
I have a med patch.
Give that to me.
Okay.
Give it to me now.
Here you go. Why did you ever keep this off me?
Why are you holding that on me, dog?
Because I can carry a lot of things, and it was just in case.
I believe the bulk on this is negligible.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's just in my gear. I don't know.
She's like, well, here we are now, Doc. I have one.
She kind of looks side-eyes at you. She goes, I have a med kit, too. I don't know if you need that. She just like whispers.
I already have a med kit, but I don't have
patches. Like, this she's more like, scared of you than anything she's ever come in contact with.
All right, let's get that roll. You're going to get that auto plus 4.
Yes.
So that's a fortitude.
That's going to be an 18.
18 gets it.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
So you are cleared of, and let me take that green off your token now. You're officially no longer radioactive.
That's what I appreciate about y'all.
That's a bummer that didn't work.
Did we make an Imagine Dragons radioactive joke?
I don't think we did.
I wanted to.
She's a fucking dragon.
It's true.
Imagine the dragon getting radioactive.
I know. Proud of you, Griff.
There we go. We got it in right at the end.
So as you guys get into the shuttle, all the survivors kind of crowd around you. You know, with the exception of Xantos, he's nowhere to be seen, actually. Kalora Gishi steps forward and says,
I know that things were a little squirrely on the ship, but thank you for saving us. It is true, without you, we would have perished, surely. It is unfortunate that Xantos acted the way he did. And I tend to think that you probably were pushed beyond your patience. But as far as I'm concerned, I owe you my life, as well as all of these people here. We will never forget the heroics of the Midnight Squad. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We're just glad it's all over with. Happy to be of service.
Yes. And so you get on the shuttle, and like, you know, you guys are all getting situated, and you think it's just going to be the five of you, and then all of a sudden slides in Zalonin. And Zalonin says,
I'm going to take this ride with you, if that's okay.
Yeah, man.
I think that it is wise that I meet up with the other priest of Hylax once we reach the surface. I will first go to the SDF and tell them all that most of what I know. And I open my doors to you if you need anything during your stay at Utranius. Particularly if you want to Bible study, just give me a shout. No pressure, no big deal. There'll be punch and pie. It'll be great.
Punch and pie?
Punch and pie. And that's where we're going to end this part one of book two.
Woo! All right. Hey! That's worth punch and pie right there.
Let's get
some worship and praise. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get the totals, yeah. You know what happens at the end of these. We got to see how the boards look. So do we have a standings of where we were part one, who won on book one, who won the parts of one, two, and three?
Yeah,
of book one?
Round one was STF, round two was HLP, round three was STF.
Okay, so let's see what round four looks like.
He's putting in a little work today. Let's see if it paid off today.
So Southern Tomfoolery had only four crits throughout the whole part one of book two, and two crit fails. Okay. So that's an average of less than two. So HLP had five crits total and one crit fail. So that's an average of 2.5. So they beat us. And the Swarm had one crit and no crit fails. So HLP wins.
All right. Hey. HLP wins.
And now we're even. Two
back
to
and
two.
Forth.
Tied up.
Back and forth. Slugfest.
There we go. All right.
Well, thank you all for listening for another to another chunk of these episodes. We have a great time doing them. And I need everybody out there to finish your drinks, because we'll fucking see you.
We'll see you.
See you.
See you in 4 months or whatever.
Can't rush great.